This is VOA News via remote. I'm Liz Palka. India has recorded more than 368,000 new coronavirus cases and more than 3,000 deaths in one day. Johns Hopkins University put the total death toll at more than 218,000. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
The latest figures come as 13 politicians have urged the government to act now by launching a free vaccination drive and provide an uninterrupted flow of oxygen to all hospitals. In New Delhi, many hospital authorities push for legal proceedings over oxygen supplies as the local lockdown has been extended by another week to contain the spread. Prime Minister Narendra Modi's government has been severely criticised over the handling of the surge, which has pushed India's already fragile and underfunded health system to the brink. I'm Karen Chamas.
U.S. President Joe Biden and the First Lady are in the coastal region of the U.S. state of Virginia to promote his plans to increase spending on education and children. That's part of his $1.8 trillion families proposal announced last week. President Biden and his wife, Jill, visited an elementary school and also went to a community college. The president has proposed $109 billion be spent to provide Americans with 2 years of tuition-free community college. He's also seeking $62 billion for programs that could improve completion rates at community colleges and institutions that predominantly serve disadvantaged students. Taliban insurgents attacked an army outpost in Afghanistan's southwestern Farah province, killing at least seven soldiers, according to local officials on Monday. We have more international headlines for you on VOAnews.com. This is VOA News.